Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning into the Liberty Report. With me today, co-host Daniel McAdams. Daniel, good to see you.
How are you, Dr. Paul?
Doing well.
Good.
And we have an exciting program today, a special guest, a special friend. And we're delighted to have Phil Giraldi, who is an expert on counterterrorism, a specialist. And he came away from the dark side. He at one time was in the CIA for 18 years, but he's on our side now. And he's been a friend. He publishes a lot on the website as well as elsewhere. And he spoke at our conference last year in Virginia. And Phil, I understand you're going to be with us again in September. Thank you very much for your support and all your efforts and for being with us coming September 9th.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's really a heck of a lineup that you have. And a number of my friends who are whistleblowers and have great insights into what's been going on in the intelligence community will be speaking.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Well, you know, this week there was some news that we wanted to get your opinion about, because I'm sure you saw that. And, you know, the Intelligence Committee on the Senate passed a bill out of the committee, and they added something toward the end, which had to do with WikiLeaks and Assange. It doesn't look like it was following the rules of the Constitution. I just want you to give us an opinion of what you think of that. And also, something else baffles me about this. I mean, Assange is an Australian journalist. He doesn't live here. He's not an American citizen. And yet, we're obsessed with trying to put him in jail. So help us understand what's going on here.
Well, helping you understand is probably the difficult part, because it's incomprehensible. The basically, what they're doing is they're following the lead of Mike Pompeo of CIA, who declared that that WikiLeaks is an enemy entity. It's basically an enemy intelligence service. This, of course, is not true. WikiLeaks does not have its own intelligence capabilities. It publishes material that's given to it by other people. And there are, of course, already all kinds of laws that govern the stealing of classified information or mishandling of classified information. They can be prosecuted in any number of ways, including the Espionage Act of 1918. So this is a certain amount of redundancy, but it suggests that they're going to be taking the offensive against WikiLeaks, just as if it were a foreign intelligence service, which, of course, it is not.
Here's the section that we had a piece up that Adam Dick wrote on our site, Section 623 of the Senate Intelligence Authorization Act. It's a single sentence, and it's also a sense of the Congress. We can get into that, because we have a lot of experience with this. It is a sense of Congress on WikiLeaks. It is a sense of Congress that WikiLeaks and the senior leadership of WikiLeaks resemble a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors, and should be treated as such by the United States. That's how it reads. On the should be treated as such, Phil, you probably have some insights. What do you think that sort of strange wording means?
Well, it could be used to create a presidential finding, which might exist already, in terms of aggressively going after WikiLeaks, which would mean the U.S. government making efforts to hack its facilities, to go after people who cooperate with WikiLeaks in any way, shape, or form, and prosecute them. It can mean any number of things, and that's the scary thing about it. This is a new version of what we've been seeing an awful lot, you know, Patriot Act and a Military Commissions Act and things like that, where we're basically criminalizing what would have been considered acceptable behavior, that WikiLeaks could have been perceived as a news resource. Indeed, Washington Post and New York Times in the beginning did perceive it that way. But now we're turning it into something criminal. We're turning it into a hostile intelligence service. And I suspect there will be active measures, as the intelligence defines it, directed against WikiLeaks.
you know, this sense of Congress things bothers me as well, because we came across this a lot, Daniel, of course, working with me when I was in the Congress, because they'd come up with this, and the members of Congress were lulled to sleep on this. They said, oh, sense of Congress, that's nothing. Yeah, we'll just point out that there's some bad guys out there, and we might do this. And I remember in 1998, there was a sense of Congress resolution that was dealing with the Iraq Freedom Act, and I said, this is serious. This could lead to a war. Oh, no, this is just a sense of Congress and a message. But I imagine you would agree that all of us should pay a lot of attention, as well as the people in our government, that when it's a sense of Congress, that they're sort of warning us about significant change in foreign policy or any kind of policy.
Yeah, I think that's precisely what we're seeing. When you see this sort of thing, it's like a red flag going up, because it indicates that there have been discussions about this sort of thing, and they're looking at options in terms of how to terminate that threat. And that's what I fear, that I think we're going to see some probably very active measures, very, very intrusive steps taken against WikiLeaks. And of course, for us, the utility of WikiLeaks as a resource to expose criminality inside the government will be damaged.
Right. Yeah, and this whole issue of, you remember very well the sense of Congress, when some members would push back a little bit on it, because it was, they often can be pretty bombastic. You're right, they would say, no, it's just a sense of Congress, don't rock the boat, no big deal. But what it does is it paves layers and layers. You know, there'll be a sense of Congress this week, then a little bit more next week, and then you've established this as the reality, as the really the official U.S. position.
And sometimes it was a late tag, like this is, I imagine it was never discussed in the committee and is stuck on at the end. Sometimes they won't even do it until maybe there's a conference report or when they're dealing with a rule. That most people don't realize when it goes to the Rules Committee that you're just setting up the debate rules. No, they can rewrite the whole bill
completely
and stick things like on there. So they may even expand this type of authority when it gets to the Rules Committee.
And Phil, you know, what they're saying is really the issue that, you know, infuriated everyone was WikiLeaks' release of this Vault 7 series of documents. And according to an Assange editorial back in April in the Washington Post, the Vault 7 highlights the incompetence and shortcomings of some of the CIA's work, and particularly the issue of creating this hacking arsenal of cyber viruses that then were accidentally released and wreaked havoc on the internet and on different users. Perhaps they're worried about some of these things coming out into the open is why they're attacking WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, it's not, you can't underestimate the extent to which government doesn't want to be embarrassed. And I think that's precisely what we're seeing here, that a lot of the WikiLeaks revelations have embarrassed the Democratic Party, certain key politicians. And when you're damaging the reputation of the CIA as being infallible, then you get in trouble with all kinds of personalities in the government. So it'd be interesting to see how this plays out. But I think it will not play out well. I think this is a sign that there is going to be some serious pushback taking place.
Great. You know, one article described Assange as a man without a country, and I think we can all understand why they would pick that type of a title. But why has it been so monolithic? Why is it that there isn't a country that will touch it? Does that represent the tremendous power that our empire has, what our government has, both militarily and what we can do financially? So that is pretty discouraging. Is there any country out there that you think might come around to helping him out a little bit? Because I don't imagine it will happen too soon with our government.
Well, I think the other countries are fearful of getting involved. The United States is quite unique in that it believes that its jurisdiction is global, and it feels that it can basically arrest anyone anywhere on the basis of some action undertaken either by the U.S. Congress or by our judiciary. And so these people are rightly quite nervous about it. If they offer Julian Assange asylum, that would be conditional on his getting out of London, which is probably not in the cards. But, you know, they basically see that there's nothing but trouble coming from this. And the United States has become preeminent in terms of stirring up trouble.
You know, Phil, you said something earlier that I think we should really revisit. You talked about more active measures being taken against WikiLeaks, increased surveillance, you know, in addition to even more active things. What I'm wondering, we're talking about the First Amendment, we're talking about freedom of the press. We know the Washington Post, New York Times, other publications have also published revelations that have come from whistleblowers, even classified information that's come from whistleblowers. Essentially, they do act as WikiLeaks acts. They do the same things. Now, if the U.S. government has determined that WikiLeaks is a hostile foreign intelligence service and starts taking measures, what kind of effect might that have on our mainstream media, as lapdog as it is even? What kind of a chilling effect might that have? Might they start to self-censor even more?
Well, I think the honest answer to that is that our mainstream media has been that it is difficult to anticipate how they really see their role now. They don't necessarily report investigative stories or do investigation anymore. They basically take the lead from which way the wind is blowing in terms of, you know, how they're going to frame a story. We saw that certainly in terms of Charlottesville recently, the way the whole incident, a series of incidents was packaged. So I think it's going to have probably more of a chilling effect, yeah, because WikiLeaks undeniably is a news resource. As I said, they don't go out and collect information. They have people giving them information. But what we'll see is that the people that are connected with WikiLeaks are going to be in danger of being arrested when they fly internationally or whenever they travel. This sort of thing will be for starters, but they will also be disrupting WikiLeaks technical systems, I would anticipate.
You know, I think it was Sweden that had some charges against Assange, and then they were removed, and that seemed to be a positive, but it hasn't resulted in any changes in where Julian is. So I imagine you would agree that was a positive, but it was a negative that some of those charges were made, which seems to be a common thing when they want to destroy somebody. They will come up with charges, and evidently we can get other governments to participate and cooperate with us in making charges like were made against him.
Yeah, the Assange case was particularly bizarre because he was charged with rape in Sweden, a charge which he disputed, and eventually the charge was lifted. But now the British government has insisted that because he was holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy and didn't report to the local police station to give his side of the story, he will now be arrested or detained as soon as he does leave the Ecuadorian embassy. So it's catch 22. He can't get out of the embassy. He can't get out of London. And it makes no difference in terms of, you know, how many governments actually offer him asylum.
And as, you know, the U.K. often does the bidding of the U.S., or always does the bidding, we know that Jeff Sessions said that Assange's arrest is, quote, a priority. So if he does attempt to go, you can be sure, I think, that the U.K. government will pick him up and send him straight over to Fairfax County, where they hold all of these people in these horrible jails.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's sad that somebody can't release him and get him out and get rid of the charges. There was some hope of that happening, but right now it doesn't look very good that he'll get a pardon. It just seems so strange that how do you pardon an Australian journalist for revealing the truth and gathering up information? How does the American government? But once again, like we know, we're so powerful that we intimidate people. But I keep thinking, when is this going to happen where we won't be able to intimidate people, which is always possible? All empires eventually end anyway.
And if anything, you know, Trump should be the one to pardon him. He said, I love WikiLeaks. He said it on national television. He's mentioned them 134 times. He loves the organization. Even Pompeo, before he became director of the CIA, made very positive comments about WikiLeaks. if WikiLeaks may hold the key to unraveling this phony Russiagate thing, it seems to me like it makes perfect sense. I don't know how Phil feels about that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, these things don't always make sense. There are obviously different dynamics that are pushing this. And I suspect that in spite of the fact that Trump and some Republicans would like to unravel Russiagate, there are a hell of a lot of Republicans and almost all the Democrats that would like to see it keep going. So this kind of stuff gets pushed in different directions. It's scary because, you know, he's being accused of being a hostile intelligence service. There's not a shred of evidence that's what he is, and that he's being directed by a foreign entity of some kind. Obviously, they're talking about the Russians. There's no evidence for that either. And so we have another Russiagate-type situation where a whole context is being fabricated out of nothing.
Well, Phil, we're going to have to close this down, but I do want to thank you very much for joining us again, and we're really looking forward to you being with us on September 9th at the Marriott at the Dulles Airport, and thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. I'll see you then.
They're very good. And I want to thank our audience today for joining us. And a reminder, look into coming to our program and joining us on September 9th at the Dulles Marriott. Thank you for being with us today. Come back soon to the Liberty Report.